You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So today's guest is Wendy Winslow, and she is the CEO of Products to Profits. And you are going to learn about what this woman does on a humanitarian level and on a business level. She's really a great guest.
So, you know, we love to be part of our community, and we recommend it highly. Humanitarian Radio, Tony and I as hosts go out into the community and we volunteer and do a lot of events so that we can bring them to you. One of the shows that we went and covered this week was called Style Under the Stars in Westlake Village Inn in close to Malibu, I guess would be a good marker for those of you who don't live around here.
Mm-hmm.
So a young lady named Jennifer Schultz Style, she's a phenomenal stylist, and she's a stylist for a friend of ours. Our friend's name is Michelle Patterson. You might have heard of Michelle Patterson before. She's part of the Global Women's Network and the Global Women Foundation. And the Global Women Foundation was something that Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver, used to run for the governor's office in California. So this is a foundation that does a variety of really great things to empower women. Well, Michelle was gracious enough to be a model in the fashion show. And the fashion show was to raise money for the foundation. They have some very large events coming on this year to help empower women. And Tony and I were lucky enough to go front row and film and interview beautiful models and a mermaid and all kinds of
a mermaid, yes.
Really cool outfits. And it was really a nice show.
Yeah, and actually, if you go to our Humanitarian Radio Facebook, you'll be able to check out a whole bunch of those photos that we took with the mermaid and with the different models that were there. It was a cool event. I had never gone to a fashion show like this, and the fact that it's raising awareness and money for this type of organization, I thought was great.
Yeah, and you know, we were wandering around the location because the grounds were just gorgeous.
It is the West Lake Village Inn.
Inn, yes, yeah, and I recommend it highly. It's almost like a resort where you would go and stay for a weekend. I saw tennis and golf and all kinds of things. I mean, all kinds, like a wine cellar and a couple of clubs and a beautiful coffee shop and just some really great stuff. But we found this really cool, gigantic brown door with some really cool hardware on it. And I decided to throw Tony up against the wall and take some pictures.
Basically, that's exactly
what
happened.
That's pretty much how it went. You, up against the wall.
But I got to tell you, the photos just came out amazing. The lighting, which just happened to be this one yellow light in the far corner, which was a street lamp. And the way it was, since it was dark out and I had a black suit on. I'll throw that photo on there also. You should check that photo out.
Yeah, check that out, because we're actually going to use that for the cover of the new CD that's coming up. Tony is working on a variety of new positive songs just about to let out.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. I'm excited about it.
So we popped it on his personal Facebook and got a lot of comments on the photo, and it's very exciting. We have exciting new music to expect from our own Mr. Tony St. Tone, just burning up those positive vibes. It's a beautiful thing. Looking forward to that.
So let's talk about the event that you went to on Friday night, because I went and played a show when you went off to do some more humanitarian radio work.
I did. You were
I was at Casa Escobar.
Making noise in Malibu.
Yeah.
Singing for the people there in Malibu, and they love you there. That's really cool that people, our fans, go and visit you there. Thank you to our fans that are local. And I went off to hang out with Jules Stewart. She did an interview with us, the Jules Stewart Project.
Yep, just last week.
Yeah, she was on last Sunday's show. If you missed it, go ahead and listen to it again. And she is working with the Wolf Collection. And the Wolf Connection is a place that uses rescued wolves to help rehab teenagers who have gone up the wrong trail.
Right. And they also take care of wolf dogs. And wolf dogs are a half breed of wolf and half dog. Unfortunately, usually by the age of three, they have to euthanize them because they are untrainable.
Yeah, they're they not have, pets, people. They have too much wolf in them. Pets.
Yeah, they have too much wolf in them, and wolves do not do well with small children and noisy situations. They're very skittish. And so this organization is trying to help make people aware of that.
Yeah, and Jules Stewart is a really cool woman. I did get to spend a lot of time with her last night. It was the pre-party at Studio One, and it was the release of her gallery showing that is going, the preview, I want to say, of her gallery showing that's going to be happening on this Sunday, today, in fact, at 3 o'clock from 3 to 9.
Yeah, and I'm going to be performing at that. And just let me tell you, the images that this woman's created, she studied as a graphic designer, but they're these huge, huge paintings of wolves, but they're done in a cartoon graphic type style. Very cool, though, and they're extremely large paintings.
And she's donating the proceeds to these paintings to the Wolf Rescue Program. So, and the paintings, really interestingly, Jules is in the movie industry herself, and she has taken backdrops from different movie sets and repainted those and repurposed them into paintings, as opposed to, the set's over, the show's done, it's trashed, blah, blah, blah. So very, very cool. We absolutely love what she's doing, love how she's sharing her art to save, a good species in the world.
Well, she is a perfect example of someone who has a talent out there and is using it as a charity. So it's a service that she provides, and she's taking that service and using it for good, if you will.
So think about what kind of talent you might have that you can put into some kind of a use that can make a difference in the world. We constantly say one person can make a change, and here is a prime example of one person making a change. And speaking of making a change, if you want to change up what's going on in your life, there's a lot of really great clubs and groups that you can join that will keep putting really smart ideas in front of you. And one group that Tony and I joined is called the Higher Experience. And they're a group of people that meet weekly in the Los Angeles area. They're movers and shakers. They're all very positive in thought. They're looking to do very good business and just a really nice energy vibe. So I wanted to bring up that there's a lady that's coming to speak next week, and you can always check her out on the internet. She is the best-selling author of more than 30 million books sold. And what does she write about? Abundance, momentum, and results.
I like it.
Yeah. So she's called herself, she's a keynote speaker, but her event is called Wealth Creation Summit. It's $25 to get in if you're not a member of this club, which is a really inexpensive price.
I think it's only $20 a month to actually join.
It is $20 a month to join. So what my point of this is if you're in the area, absolutely, you should probably check Sharon out. She's got a lot of good things to say if she sold 30 million book copies, I would say. But I want to also say, look for what's in your area that you can join that will open your eyes to get yourself into other categories and other areas in your life.
Well, the Higher Experience, where this woman is going to be, is where we found our guest that is coming up.
Oh, this is true. Amy Winslow. Yeah, absolutely.
Was one of the guest speakers that we saw.
With Michelle Patterson.
With Michelle Patterson, yes.
Yeah, so we've met two very powerful women there. And actually, Jennifer Schultz, who threw the fashion show, we met there as well. And we look forward to being able to bring you very positive guests and people with great insight that we hope really inspires you to do something amazing for your own self and in your own life.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. And so check this out. You know, our show is run on donations, and this particular sponsor, USA Luxury, decided to help us in a way that would work for them, be a win-win situation for all around. So what they did was they purchased the rights to use one of St. Tone's songs, Magnet for Money, for the background of their commercial.
Yeah, and I think it worked out really well. You know, I wrote this song for the CD Outside of the Box, which was my last CD. And what I wanted to do with this particular track was I wanted to empower the listener to sing the song, I'm a Magnet for Money. So it's almost a positive affirmation that you can sing. And we have one friend of ours, this guy, Sean. And Sean, every time I see him, if he's in his car.
Sean Williams.
Yeah, Sean Williams. He'll crank this song up. He's like, check it out, I'm a Magnet for Money. And he starts singing the song. So.
Well, and I love the idea behind that song. Self-empowerment. Calling it to you.
Yeah, it's a positive affirmation wrapped within a pop rock song. This is Magnet for Money by St. Tone. So once again, that is Magnet for Money by St. Tone. You can check that song out at www.sttone.com. Be sure to check out a bunch of other positive songs.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics?
No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So this first story comes out of Houston, Texas, and this is a story about houses going to the homeless. So what Houston, Texas has done is a couple things. They started building a whole slew of shelters over the last 4 years. Additionally, they have set up 250 new housing units. Let's see. The efforts have delivered housing to more than 3,600 homeless veterans over the last 4 years.
So wow.
4 years, they've taken 3,600 homeless veterans off the street. And what they're saying is they're just getting warmed up. They're just getting started. And a side note to this is that Utah has reduced its homeless population by 91% over the same 4 years.
Yeah, it's amazing when these cities take an initiative to actually help these homeless veterans and homeless people out, that they can actually find a way and find money within their budget to do so. So,
well, and it's interesting because they start looking at empty and abandoned buildings that have been stagnant doing nothing all around their cities. And it's like, well, why aren't we looking at all those for a lot of other cool things we could be doing to help people out?
Right. And just instead of letting them sit there vacant. So,
yep. So that's awesome. I really think that's great. The Homeless Coalition reported the number of homeless folks dropped from 8,538 to 4,600. So we've dropped it in half. So that's a beautiful thing. Keep on going, people. Get everybody living in a house somewhere.
Yeah. Absolutely, and especially in places where the weather is pretty extreme, you know, I obviously highly encourage that.
Here is another dandy story. A homeless man was reunited with his inheritance thanks to a good Samaritan and the police department. A volunteer on beach patrol, and this was going on in Florida, he was looking for sea turtles. Instead, he found a bag of money and launched a week-long search to find its owner. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a homeless man who received an inheritance from a relative was hoping to use the cash to return home to his family and his friends in Pennsylvania. The bag was discovered at a Florida bus stop bench, only to contain half of his inheritance. So the deputy sheriff spotted the other bag, and together they contained nearly $10,000, but they didn't know who to give it to yet. So the police knew that both bags obviously belonged to the same person, and how were they going to find him? They dug up some security footage from the area, and they determined that the man carrying the bag, they called this guy Joe, just some guy, right? They don't know who it is. They see his picture. A week after the money was lost, this detective was working on another case, and he just so happened to spot this homeless guy they called Joe drinking a cup of coffee, and he was able to reunite that guy with his money, and the guy was able to go back to his family.
Well, you know, that is really cool.
Next feel-good story, good news going on around the world segment, is these four brothers, very lovely boys in Texas, on a sweltering hot day, heard about a 75-year-old woman that lived in their area, complete stranger. This woman was going to get thrown out of her house and thrown into jail if she did not cut her field.
Unbelievable. Sorry.
Yeah. 75 years old. Come on. Come and give her a hand. How about it? So four brothers loaded up their lawnmowers to help a stranger after they heard about this woman being in trouble with the law because her grass was too high. And truthfully, this one boy is probably 3.5 feet tall and the grass is as high as him. So I get it, but okay. It was a sweltering hot Texas day, but that didn't deter the four Reynolds boys from pushing mowers through the waist-high grass over more than an acre of property she owned. He says, the young man says, "We haven't met her, but she's 75 years old, and she needs some help mowing. It's the least we can do. We had our own mowers. We really didn't want her coming out here in the heat and doing it or having to pay someone, so we just came and did it."
That is, you know, the fact that someone could go to jail because their grass is too tall and then to find out the woman is 75 years old.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But thank God there's like young kids that stepped up. That's what I think is the coolest
thing.
The
warrant had been issued for her arrest. Because her grass was 18 inches high. Oh my gosh, how ridiculous is that? Can't we
must stop them all.
Things that are just, you know, so much more horrible. I want to do another really cool story for us too. Tim McGraw, someone that we love and support, does something really cool. Started it last year. He helps veterans. On every tour of his stop, he gives a veteran a free paid off house. So what he's doing is, let's see here. Country music star Tim McGraw is giving away 36 mortgage-free homes to military veterans on this year's tour. The return of civilian life can be really challenging, says McGraw in a message to the press. We want to welcome veterans home to the community that they sacrificed to protect. A mortgage-free home provides them with stability for their families and lets them start a new chapter of their life. Now, as cool as that is, this guy has given away 108 homes over the past 3 years, mortgage-free.
That is what Tim has done.
Yes. Love it. Well done, Tim. Way to go, brother.
That's amazing. And you know, the fact that he has so much money and then yet does that much good with it. You know, he doesn't just
sit
there.
That's a nice chunk of change, 108 houses mortgage-free. Let's just do the math here. Houses aren't cheap anymore.
No, but the fact that he actually can step up and do that, you know, it's just, you know.
And this is what I love the most about it. Here's what he says. I can honestly say that I got as much or more out of the experience than each and every veteran who received the new home and assistance. These families made an incredible mark on me, and I am more grateful than I have ever been for the sacrifices they've ever made to serve our country. And I look forward to working on Operation Homefront and taking it even further this summer. So, hey, if you've got an amazing story that you'd like to share with us or something that's going on in your community, please reach out to humanitarianradio.com or Humanitarian Facebook and tell us all about it. We're happy, happy, happy to feature fabulous news from around the world. Get your day kickstarted with some great news.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week. Today's quote comes from Thomas Edison. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. I'm going to say it one more time. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. And it's a really interesting thing, because a lot of times what we talk about is, I want something to happen, and you move forward, you move forward, you move forward, and then you finally say, this doesn't work, and you stop. If you use a seed and planting a seed as an analogy, we plant the seed, we water it, and we wait, and we wait. We don't dig it up every other day to look at it and say, it's not working yet. You have to plant that seed, and you have to nurture it, and eventually it'll start breaking the soil, and eventually it will give you fruit or vegetables or whatever you have planted. The point is that staying persistent and staying true to it and just keep going forward, keep moving forward, that will reap the rewards of your hard work. So what is it that you're currently doing? Or what is it that you possibly did in the past and gave up on that you want to look at again? Make the moment now to reevaluate your dreams.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. 'Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
That best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On June 12th to 14th, it's the Health, Healing, and Happiness Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. On the 14th as well, we have the Jewel Stewart Project and that is in Hollywood, California. We have on 6:15 to 6:21, that's a nice couple of days there, for a Healing Journeys Retreat in Alexander, North Carolina. On the 18th of the month, Wealth Creation Summit through Higher Experience in Los Angeles, California. June 26th to 28th, check out the Bhakti Fest, Madison, Wisconsin. And on the 27th, it's the Legacy Builders Ball in Palmdale, California. If you're planning ahead for the 4th of July, from July 1st to the 5th, it's the Radiant on Raw Holiday Retreat. This is in Trinidad and Tobago, and this is a raw food event for several days. So that'll round up our events calendar for this week.
And if you want more details on what's going on, just go to humanitarianradio.com and click on our events tab. And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
And we are back, and it is a beautiful day at Humanitarian Radio when we can have the lovely Products to Profit founder, CEO, fabulous all-around gal, does all kinds of things for a million different people in the world, Amy Winslow. Hi, Amy.
Hi there. I'm so glad to be joining you and Tony today. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
We are delighted to have you, honey, and in so many realms. I was telling our listeners that we had met you at an event a few weeks back, and you were one of the featured speakers, and we were very, very delighted to hear what you had to say. That specific event was about women in business and supporting women in business, and you support people no matter what, because you're helping out entrepreneurs, and you're helping men and women in business to help them fulfill their dreams. And I absolutely love that about you. Tell us a little bit about your company, and then we're going to move into all of the amazing things you've been able to do as a result of being the CEO of that company.
Well, I'm really privileged to be one of the people that gets to live their dream every day. And that, for me, is helping people really see their creativity come fully to life, particularly with products that they want to sell in really big stores and big corporate sales, but they have this kind of Grand Canyon gap, if you will, where they don't know how to go from small sales to larger, or they don't know what they need to be saying about their product. And we work on the sales strategy, the talking points of the product, the package design and package engineering, the million pieces and decisions that you don't need, that you don't know you need to do while you're building a product. But if you don't do them well, it can really upset the deals that you make.
Be the make it or break it difference.
Exactly. And so many times clients come to us and they're about to lose a major account like Lowe's Home Improvement. You know, it's $1 million a year account, and they don't know why they're going to lose it or how to keep it. And we're able to turn those kind of situations around. And then we have other clients that are literally like a husband and wife teams or startup businesses, and they're looking to grow as fast as possible while keeping their sanity,
right,
and keeping their integrity intact.
So, right, which is easier said than done sometimes.
Well, it's really important to me that we work with the creativity of people, because what I know to be true is our clients are prolific creative people and inventors. You know, we're serial entrepreneurs and we keep inventing and creating. Well, when your creativity actually has an outlet, and you know, you see that it can serve you and serve people and make a difference in the world, then it actually expands even more and becomes really refined and very dialed in. So that's really what we're up to behind all the business talk that we do.
And now what's really cool about you getting to live your dream and helping other people live their dreams is you get to also, in a third realm, do really amazing things like fund little communities in Africa with water wells. Holy cow, girlfriend. Tell us about that.
You know, that was a really fun idea I came up with. It's part of our picking an annual charity that we get involved with. And so we got involved with Charity Water in 2013. Around Christmas time, I had this idea that you know, hey, let's pick a charity project every year and let's make sure that it ends on Valentine's Day. Whatever we're going to do is going to end on Valentine's Day. So it was an expression of love. And for me, I've always looked at creativity like water, that it's very mobile, it's very fluid, and it can move in any direction we choose to channel it. So it was a great metaphor for us, and we partnered up with Samantha Bennett over at the Organized Artist Company. Mm-hmm. She's a good friend of mine, and she has creative people too. So we got our communities involved, and we ended up raising, I think it was half of the money for an entire water well for a village.
Wow.
So it's about 250 people drinking clean water because of the creative people that are in the communities of the two businesses.
Isn't that just amazing? You know, that is the epitome of showing what a couple people putting their heads together can do for an entire community and reshape an entire community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about it, water in Africa, most people don't know that it's usually the girls in the family that are walking up to 3 hours a day to get clean water for families.
And this is where they carry the jug on their head with the clean water in it, yes?
It runs the gamut. So the whole idea of, can you imagine, you know, your 8-year-old daughter, or your 10-year-old daughter being the one who's going to walk for 3 hours total a day, you know, in areas that aren't necessarily the best,
safe,
or
right,
where there's much protection.
Yeah.
And she's going to be the one to go get the water for your family because that's what's needed to be done.
And how heavy is that for her to carry that back through unsafe territory? Oh, my. I mean, that's huge responsibility. So by you guys putting the well in, that allows them to get it right in their own little village.
Right, and it's sustainable. So it's not a one-time shot. It's not a one-time thing. And it frees up the children of these families to be in school or to be helping their families with micro-enterprises and all kinds of other things. It makes a profound difference.
Listen, just allowing those children to not have to hoof it for 3 hours and have the ability to have that time space available to have the luxury of going to school is just amazing in itself. So you're not only changing the lives because the water is right there in their face now, but you're also changing their lives because you're giving them the opportunity to do something else.
Mm-hmm. We funded that as a percentage of our sales from my business's side, and then we took donations from our communities as well towards it, and it got everyone onto a common page, and it was actually just really fun, and that's the way we set it up. So I just want to make this point. For anybody who's listening to this, you're wondering if your business can make a difference or if you can make a difference. It really came out of just this fun idea. And I mentioned to Sam, and I said, hey, Sam, would you ever be interested in partnering with us on something like this? And then the whole thing was born out of that. And we did a website. It was called Can One Idea Change the World?
Nice.
.com. And that's where we promoted it. And so now we do an annual project.
That is really awesome. And so you started also working with Mentors International and YBA. So tell us about both those guys.
Well, Mentors International, we donate to them. So I haven't yet traveled with them, but I'm mm-hmm. interested in it. And Mentors International does micro-lending programs in third world countries. And for anybody who doesn't know what a micro-loan is, it's a very small loan, usually in the neighborhood of like $50, that helps fund a new business or helps a woman in a village learn how to do something so that she can help support her family or support. And they loan to both men and women. And it's so that they can expand the small enterprises that are really taking effect in grassroots areas. And they have an amazing track record of loans being repaid, actually better than most of the ones in the United States. And there's a very big commitment, and it makes a really big difference in the communities because they're helping their extended family and the related villagers, too. And then the Youth Business Alliance, this is one I just got connected to last week. We're going to do some speaking for them. They bring in speakers to about 15 area Los Angeles high schools to speak on business and career topics and be a role model for kids in the school systems. And they are in some disadvantaged neighborhoods and pretty diverse audience that they're serving. So it should be really, really spectacular.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about that.
I love that you are reaching out and doing things for not only your own community in your own backyard, but internationally as well. And I want to say, too, I talk about on this show how I started my own company 20 years ago with less than $100. So doing a $50 loan is the difference between make it or break it. In even in the United States, people can start their own companies with a $50 loan. So I think that speaks more volumes than it sounded. And I just wanted to bring that up because 20 years later, my company is still thriving from that, you know, $50 that I invested back in the day. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
I was thinking about this morning, actually, that, you know, one person's difference, literally when I was in high school, set me on the path that I'm on. I had an amazing art teacher who just showed the diversity and the variety of where creativity can take you and all the different mediums you can work in and all the different areas, and was so interested in us being expanded human beings because of art that I went into art school and I learned how to make things and I learned how to see and how to problem solve. And I think without his influence and my parents and the area I grew up in, I just wouldn't even be the same person that I am. And so it was really important to me throughout that teacher's lifetime that I went back and I acknowledged him every time
cool.
I got by. So teachers and role models make the biggest difference in the world.
You know, I have to tell you that in high school, I was a musical theater major. And I absolutely loved my drama teacher. And 40 years later, I move out to LA and I get into the movie world and singing on stage. And I recently just reached out to that teacher on Facebook and let her know that what she propelled from her lessons and how she influenced me to live my dream even 40 years later, that her influence was what stuck with me all those years. And she just reached out back to me in the last few days and said, "Oh my God, I can't believe, you know, you're doing this and that I influenced you. And thank you so much for letting me know," because she had no idea, obviously. But I think that's so cool that you did the same thing. And I definitely think when people have that experience, they absolutely should make the trail to reach back out to whoever influenced them and let them know that they made a difference in our lives, because that's a huge thing when people make a difference in other people's lives, whether you know it or not, you know, and it comes back around and you learn about it. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, Amy, that you are going to have clients come back to you and say, if you haven't already, and say, "Wow, Amy, you changed our lives and we can't thank you enough for the differences you made." You may not hear it now, but it'll come back to you and it'll feel great when it comes back as well.
I'm really fortunate that even as someone who's, you know, really involved in the marketing of products and the development of products, our clients understand that what we're really working with is their creativity in the world, their ability to make an impact in the world, and that's the underpinning of what we're doing. That's really fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that sometimes, like the art teacher I mentioned, you know, when I went back and I thanked him and let him know what was happening with me, sometimes those conversations would just happen most when he needed to hear.
Isn't that interesting?
What he had done with his life made a difference.
Exactly. So tell me, Amy, what is next on your fabulous list of things to do?
Well, I'm very, very honored that we get to share clients with some of the sharks from Shark Tank. And one of the sharks is in conversations with us right now to have us become where they send everybody who has a consumer product.
Excellent.
So that will be a big difference maker for the people that are involved. And I'm really excited because that means that we're going to get to serve a different community in an even more expanded way.
Right.
And we've decided that we're going to be working with the Unstoppable Foundation. They are doing more work overseas, and they're putting in healthcare facilities and schools in different villages. So we'll be involved with them. You can definitely check them out at unstoppablefoundation.org. And they're doing some really great work. So I'm really excited about the results our clients are getting. And we're going to be moving into doing some really different kinds of work I can't divulge yet, but trust me, it'll be awesome.
Where can people keep track of you to find out this really awesome news once you're able to spill it?
You can definitely contact us through our Facebook page, Products to Profits, which is P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S-T-O, Profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. And then our website is products2profits.com, and that's P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S-T-O-P-R-O-F-I-T-S.com. And we have some video content up on our homepage that helps make the decisions between if you're going to build a business or if you want a license, and helps make those decisions a lot clearer for people. And they can also join us for our Monday power coaching calls. Those are our public service. We answer a ton of questions live about sales and marketing and product development and how you work with a factory, what do you say to a buyer, all kinds of questions on getting ready for investors. So think of it like a nice, approachable version of Shark Tank.
Dolphin Tank. We had that conversation earlier. A softer shark. Love it. So, Amy, thank you so much for being on our show today. And we would love to invite our fans to support you in your projects, in your endeavors, in speaking. If anybody needs some of Amy's guidance, please reach out to her. If you're looking for something new and you think you could work with her, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. We look forward to talking to you again, Amy, and definitely let us know what that big secret is when it's time to let it out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Janie, and thank you for inviting me to come speak with you, and I just love getting to know what you're up to.
Perfect.
It's really spectacular.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you again soon.
So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week the song is King of Me by Saint Tone.
Let me show you how I lay it down. Let me show you how I lay it down. I am the king of me. My thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see, creating my reality. You are the king of you, or queen, whatever you choose. Some like to act a fool, blaming others for what they do. People are wondering how I shine so bright on the stormy weather. People are asking how I stay so calm now. Under pressure, 'cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom. I call me body, mind, and soul. Let me, 'cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom. I call me, rise up, rise up. Meditation and vibrant dreams. You are the king of you. To focus, win or lose. No judgment, what to choose. Touch your gut and follow through. People are wondering how to find their light on the stormy weather. People are asking how to take control now. Getting better. Life rolls by the new.
So once again, that is King of Me by Saint Tone. You can check that song out with a bunch of others at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.